Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Ancient Warfare Answers. I'm Murray, your host, and I'll get on to a very controversial question in a second. But, of course, you can ask us a question and I can attempt to answer it for your 10-minute weekly fix of Ancient Warfare. You can, of course, back us on patreon.com/ancientwarfarepodcast. You can back us at one of three levels, Legionary, Optio, or Centurion. Now, the question comes from Mark on Patreon. Assuming it's not being done already, do you see there being a place for AI in helping to translate ancient manuscripts? Listening to the Neo-Assyrian episode, Murray mentioned that there were more ancient texts in that space than could be translated in our lifetime. Could AI step up and help us with this and sort and categorize through keywords, names, etc.? Now, I must state up first, I'm not a fan of AI. Don't like AI, don't like AI art. I don't like AI ChatGTP, and I'm worried about the future of things where people want to use AI for everything. Having said that, I think AI is a great tool when used properly. When it's used to cheat or to steal other people's work or ideas, I do not like it at all. But as a tool, it is a very interesting and fascinating advance. And in that regard, assuming it's not being done already, it is being done already. I saw an article just the other day about AI being used to decipher Hittite texts. Because, of course, the thing about AI is that it is a compilation of known knowledge. And so if you load a grammar into it, it will detect those aspects of grammar and those different cuneiform shapes and word forms in the text that we have. And it can do it very quickly because it can scan it and then go for it. Whereas what you're relying on with a human mind is them having the time, the skill to be able to read a text. Now, of course, in a lot of cases, and not just ancient Near Eastern texts, but some Greek and Latin as well, sometimes the word form is about interpretation. So in a way, AI might be able to speculate, but it won't be able to determine whether a word form is a particular one or another. It could probably give you the alternatives, if this, then this, if this, then this. But one of the things is, and I haven't seen it done, when you look at how Linear B was deciphered, is AI capable of doing that? And I don't think it is. Otherwise, someone would have already deciphered Linear A using AI, and they haven't, not that I've seen. So in a way, and I had a massive argument with some friends of mine about the fact that AI is not capable of original thought. AI is a compilation of existing thought. Therefore, it can't connect dots the way a human mind can, because it relies on someone having already connected those dots and telling it these dots have been connected, you can too. So one of the great things about the human study of the ancient world and language and everything else is that the human mind works in inexplicable ways. And my experience and your experience will mean we look at the piece of evidence and we put it together. We go, hang on a minute. And that's not something AI can do. Now, again, if you are a fan of AI and you want to lambast me for that attitude, go for it. But I think that the original human thought is the advantage that humans have over AI. And it's not something AI can do. AI is not capable of original thought. It is only capable of assimilated thought that has to exist already. Ooh, very controversial. I'm sorry. What you find, therefore, is, I think, as a tool, absolutely. You can scan it. You can read it. You can use the existing knowledge to give you the text. What it can't give you is, if there's a new word form that needs to be examined and extrapolated out, that's something that needs to be done by a human mind, possibly with AI support, because it can say this character is here, but then it might be in combination with other characters that create a new word form, for instance, in cuneiform or hieroglyphic. Therefore, it's this, you know, and you could look at that and go, well, actually, no, it's not. It's something different and new, because AI doesn't know, because no one does, what the other elements in that are. So that's really interesting. And of course, some of those word forms are, you know, they're not just pictographs. They're not, they're conceptual, which requires a bit of a leap of faith and sometimes a leap of imagination to argue what that actually means. So I think in that regard, AI can be an amazing tool, but it's a tool for a human to use. It's not going to take over the study of ancient texts, for instance. And I think it's something that's problematic in the world we've got, but it is here to stay, unfortunately. A bit like Google, you know, Wikipedia, for instance, and Google searches and things like that, or other search engines, if you don't want me to name Google. All of those things were once regarded as going to be the death of human study and the death of knowledge, and they haven't proved to be. Much like when the tape came along, it didn't kill the record. The CD didn't kill the tape. Well, did they? Who can say? Video killed the radio star. But you then get the fact that, I mean, vinyls come back. And so there is this idea that there is an evolution and a changing, but not necessarily it's going to take over the world. I think the interesting thing there is that, again, the advantage of it is as a tool, not as a replacement for the human mind. So again, I'm probably spoken under time, but I think I've been quite controversial. So I might deal with, being controversial later. But I think it certainly is something that is a tool that's here to stay, but I hope that it stays as a tool. I hope that's answered your question without too much controversy, but I will expect the backlash to begin. Thanks very much. We'll see you again on Ancient Warfare Answers.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.